Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tyreek. How can I help you?
Ty, I had two charges to my account card up here in Virginia that were unauthorized, and I had to close out the account back on the 17th of March. And so what happened here, somehow or another, I've gotten charged $91.89 and a $92.90. One $92.90 for fitness, and I don't know what the $91.89 is for. And I need to get those funds refunded to my bank account.
What's your first and last name?
Donnie Dunn.
And Mr. Dunn, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
Oh, yeah. I use 6491 Free Union Road, Virginia 22940, or 6426 Free Union Road, Virginia 22940.
Oh, sir, give me one moment. Yes, sir. I do see that you have like some testosterone pills that helps increase your strength back on February 28th, 2021. And it was only on the 14th day trial. And you had to call in the counsel within the trial period, or on the 15th day, they'll bill you for the full amount of each product, which is why you see the two charges on your account.
Well, they're going to have to be refunded because they were not authorized by me.
Yes, sir. But you signed up within the trial period. And you didn't file and cancel them.
I'm not even concerned about that. These are unauthorized charges, and that money needs to be refunded. No one authorized any such amounts to your business for anything. So they are unauthorized charges.
But you ordered the products, sir. And in the terms and conditions, they say it was on a 14-day trial, so they are valid charges.
No, they're not valid charges. No one authorized any charges of this extent. No one. Hell, I could go to the local damn store here in town and buy a product for a tenth of that price if I really wanted it. No one authorized these kinds of charges. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It really inconvenienced me because I had to shut my card down. Because at that time it's a hot card, and then I had to get a new card issue, and then I had to turn this over to the bank. So most likely the bank will be contacting you, but these amounts of money were not authorized by me for any product. So that's going to have to be refunded, and that's all there is to it.
Well, the most that we can refund you, because it's past the 14 days and you did sign up for the trial period, would be 50% of both of the charges.
You would do what now?
I said, since it's past the 14 days and you didn't call in to counsel within the 14 days, the most that we would be able to refund you for both charges would be 50%.
I will touch base with the bank and tell them what your intentions are, and that's all I can do. So I'll tell them that all you're willing to send back to my account on that is 50%, and that's 50% of a charge of $91.89 and $92.90, which I didn't authorize to start with. So
yes, sir.
That's where
and if that's not good, I'm not supposed to do it, but I would go a little tad bit farther. And the most that I will be able to refund you would be 75% of both of the charges.
75%? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a minute here. Hang on a minute here. You know, anytime I would place a product order, I have a clear understanding of what amount I'm going to be paying for something. I just don't order stuff out of the blue and suddenly I get hit on my account for two charges of these amounts. So it just doesn't happen. Hold on a minute. Okay, 138, 59, is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. You'll get 75% of both charts, so 91, 89. You'll be getting back like 68, 91, and you said the other chart was 92, 90.
Yeah, 91, 89, and 92, 90. So what's
another 92, 90? You'll be getting back 69, 67.
69, 67, and on that first charge, what amount is that?
68, 91.
68, 91. Okay, hold on here a minute. All right, that equals $138.58.
Yes, sir.
Hold on a minute here. Okay, 46.21. Okay. Well, how soon are you going to be willing to do that?
Well, what you have to do, you said you already filed the dispute. What you have to do, call your bank back. Have them. You be on the phone with them. Have them call us back, and we can issue you that refund.
Okay, I'll see if that's acceptable to them. Have them call you back, and then you will issue that refund.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, who do they speak to when they call back?
Oh, I'm Tariq, but if I'm not available at the time, you'll be talking to another agent, but I'm notating in the account so they would know exactly what to do when your bank call.
Notating the account. All right, notating the account. Okay. All right. Well, that still puts me 46.21 out of something. I don't even get to try to use, but I don't know. It's just undamn real to me. But I will call them and just share that with them. So the bank could be talking to a different agent.
Yes, sir.
You're willing to refund 75%, which equals $138.58.
Yes, sir.
And you have notated that. And then how quickly after the bank calls you will you be willing to do that?
We'll refund it right then and there, and it takes up to like 3 to 5 business days to refund back to your account.
Refund right then and there. Okay. Right then and there. Okay. All right. Well, I'll share that information with them, and it's 3 to 5 business days. 3 to 2. If I make a note of that, 3 to 5 business days to get it in the account. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Ty. Now, give me your name.
Tariq, T-Y-R-E-K-E.
R-E-K-E, Tyreek. All right. Do you have a last name, Tyreek?
Jones.
Jones. Okay. And what's your position with the company?
I'm just an agent.
Agent. Okay. Appreciate that. All right. Thank you, Tyreek. I'll get with them and most likely they'll be in touch with you anyway. I don't know how they really handle everything internally in banks, but I'm sure that's what they did. All right. And how long is this 75% good for?
It's good. The only thing you have to do is just call back with your bank.
Just call back. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just call back. Okay. Call back. 75% is good. All right. Okay. Hey, thank you a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Close Support.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.